Kinks and fetishes. Finally, tumefika kwa hii topic because it's something I did not want to speak on until I felt like I was ready and I had enough experience rather than just information. You know, anyone can read something somewhere or hear a story and talk about it. But I like to do things fast, or rather go through things and then share my own personal experiences, because that makes it very, very, very much more relatable. So today I want to talk about kinks and fetishes, just to explain the difference, because most people don't know what a kink is, what a fetish is, but some people are unknowingly practicing or consuming. And I just want to show you guys that hizi vitu, the more knowledge you have about them, the easier it is to understand, and the better it is to know about yourself sexually, especially because now you can say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, I want to try this, I don't want to try this. So let's get to it. A kink is the use of non-conventional sexual practices. This is according to Google. Let me just read it first and then I'll explain for you guys so that you understand in an easier way. So a kink is just like a bend. It's like, it's something that you normally wouldn't do, but you're doing it. So the opposite of a kink is vanilla, or like straight, like the normal sex, like kuja unipandie, pam pam pam, and then I nut, and then that's it. That's vanilla or straight sex. So a kink is when you have a bend in this, like you want to incorporate something that you normally would not do, something that you think might be exciting, or that you've probably heard about, or something I don't know how people discover their kinks. I read somewhere that kinks are hereditary, and that freaked me out. I don't know how true that is, but it's just something that you do during sex that you normally would not do. So an example of a kink is like BDSM or like role play. So role play is like when you... Have you seen hizo sex zenye watu wanavanga uniform ya nurse? Alafu unajifanya yeni nurse. Alafu unajifanya weni patient. Ivo. Some people do that. That's just one example. And then the BDSM is when you incorporate toys and pain with pleasure, with all the chains and whips and all those things. Like, there's so many different types of kinks that you could explore and look into and try to figure out what is it that is new and different that I could probably incorporate into my sex. So a few years ago, I think a couple years ago, I got a BDSM kit. It's a complete kit. I think I've posted a picture of it on my blog. And it has everything from a whip to handcuffs to leg restraints. It has a ball gag for the mouth. It has nipple clamps. Did I say the eye? Whatever. Electrofunika macho. Blindfold. It has... what else? I feel like I'm missing something. No, that I don't know. If I remember, I'll say. But ikona tu vitu. The neck, what's it called? A leash. I have a leash as well, like ya kufunga kwa neck. Ndo mtuweze kuku. So when I got this BDSM kit, I wasn't even really thinking about trying BDSM. I mean, I didn't even get it intentionally. It was a gift. Of course, over the years, I've tried to incorporate it into my sex life. I've used it a few times. And the more I use it, the better I get at it, because now I have more knowledge and I'm able to understand how using all these things in the bedroom affects my pleasure and how it makes me feel good. I really realize I like a very, I'm a very strong, independent woman. So when I'm dating, I like to have a man who's more dominant than me, very strong in his decisions, very, very, you know, big and strong and just a boss. That's the kind of guys I like. And I was just curious about how can I bring this personality into the bedroom. And I realized that because I'm submissive only in the bedroom, never anywhere else. I don't like being told what to do. But I realized, like, when I'm with my man, I like listening. I like taking orders. I like being told what to do. I like it when, you know, he shows me his muscular and he makes decisions. So just in that thought process of thinking, how can I incorporate the BDSM kit into my sex, as well as the fact that I liked to be dominated. So just thinking about that made me realize that BDSM allows for this. And I was like, okay, let me try. I mean, it took a lot of battling between my mind and my body, because first of all, I'm scared of men. I don't know, anything can happen, like even with consent and you guys giving each other what's it called, the safe word, then me na feeling it took a oneza turuka kichwa ashindwe ku control. So that's why I was scared and I was holding back. But then ever since I decided that I'm going to try and build, I know it doesn't really help when someone wants to harm you or whatever, but then I decided to intentionally just try to build relationships with the people I have sex with, like to get to know them, to get to understand them better, to know if it's even worth it fucking them, because people be lying. I've had people come into my life intentionally and just pretend and lie that they like me, and they'll stick it the whole yard, they'll stay, they'll pretend, and then once they get the sex, they vamoose. So nikona, hey, me ishit in a new mizanga, staki kukwa in such a situation anymore. So I just hold out longer. But the longer I hold out, I mean, of course it doesn't matter whether I held out or not. These people will treat you how they feel like. Lakini, nearly realize the more I get to learn about my partner as well, just taking time before we get to have sex, it allows for me to be free, more free, and to say what I like, and even to float the idea of, can we try this? Do you think you'd like this? A couple of guys have been scared because I can't do that. I don't want to whip you. I don't want to harm you. I don't want to hurt you in any way. They feel like they're objectifying me during sex, you know, of course, holding me on a leash. It's crazy. But then the more I tried it and the more comfortable I got with partners who are more comfortable with it, the more I realized I can tweak it. All I needed to do was just to make sure my comfort is mandatory before I pull out the BDSM kit. But my experience so far, I've written like 2 articles about it. My experience so far has been amazing. I can't wait to get a boyfriend so that I can use it more often, so that we can use it on each other. So that's what a kink is. And that's my experience with my BDSM kit. I haven't really tried role-playing yet, but it's something I really, really want to do. Especially, I know I'll be able to do it when I start dating more seriously. If you've watched Modern Family, the couple, I forget what the wife and Phil Dunphy's relationship was, they used to do this role play with each other where they'd meet at the bar and they'd pretend not to know each other, and then they'd pick each other up and go home together. Such things like that really, really excite me. So I will definitely be trying it out. So now let's go to fetishes. So sexual fetishism is a sexual fixation on a non-living object or a non-genital body part. It's like you acquire an interest in an object, something that is not the genitals, and you fixate on it. So hiyo ni kama unasikianga wasi wako na fetish ya feet, fetish ya inaweza kuwa non-living object ama object yenye ni living, kama miguu, kama I don't know how to give other, or there's other people who like just watching you, let's say, like, oiling yourself. Like, it's just the act of it. He doesn't even want to touch you, but he can definitely nut from just watching you. Sometimes it's body parts or fabrics. Like, when you touch silk, you feel it soft, you get aroused. It could be anything. There's people who fall in love with their sex toys. There's people who fall in love with their, like, the Samantha sex toys, you remember? Because they have a sexual fixation on it. Like, they attach it to a feeling of sexual satisfaction. And what this does, what how this happens is because it stimulates the sensory regions of our body. What happens with human beings is there's something called sexual imprinting, whereby the human beings are able, like, human beings are able to recognize sexual and desirable features and activities during sex. Like, if there's something they can relate to it with sex, even if it's not something that is sexual, the human brain is capable of doing that. And also through classical conditioning, like, just our beliefs and what we allow in our body, what we consume, that's how we end up acquiring fetishes and kinks, just by associating ourselves with things that we can link to sex. And that's now with the sexual imprinting or, like, classical conditioning. And hizi kinks na fetishes, mostly they're just used to heighten intimacy, just to make the sex more interesting, to make it better, to make it more fun. But like everything else, just in the episode of masturbation where I was telling you guys about the pros and the cons, you have to realize that kila kitu lazima ufanye in moderation, because it definitely becomes a problem when, and it should actually be treated as a disorder when it becomes an issue. Like, it impairs your normal functioning. It hinders you from doing normal day-to-day things, hinders you from showing up. Let's say you have a kink and you're so obsessed. No, let's say you have a fetish and you're so obsessed with feet. The point where you're on Feet Finder, always buying pictures of feet, you're always outside staring at women's feet, you're imefika point mpaka you can't function if you don't touch feet or you can't see feet. Now that becomes a problem, because it starts affecting your day-to-day life, your normal functioning. You can't show up to do other things because your functioning is impaired. So fetishes and kinks are very, very normal. So many people have them, sometimes even unknowingly or unintentionally. But as long as it's not disrupting your normal everyday things, then it shouldn't be an issue. And I know someone will ask if I have a fetish. So let me just say, money really turns me on. Money makes money and gifts. I love it. I get really turned on when I'm spoiled. It's the easiest way. I mean, you can't buy my love and you can't buy my sex, but you can. It helps. It helps grease things up when you spend a lot of money on me. So I hope this lesson was interesting. I hope now you know the difference between a kink and a fetish. So maybe share with me, do you think you have any fetishes? Do you think you have any kinks? Thank you so much for listening, for taking your time to listen. My name is Roberta Bobby. You can follow me everywhere on social media. And don't forget to watch me every Tuesday morning on the Daybreak Show on Citizen TV. And follow my blog, loveandorgasms.com. And also, you can book me for a one-on-one session. I'll put the link below where we can talk about relationships and sex. And I'll show you how to make the booking. Bye-bye.